You know, with each Christmas season and the dawning of Christmas morning, I am challenged personally to reflect upon three themes that speak about the character and truths of God. And I wanted to share them with you all this morning. I didn't think that it was of necessity for me to once again do exactly what Kevin and Janelle and Kevin and David and everyone else did in telling the Christmas story on the Christmas Eve service. So this is going to be a little untraditional, but I think it's very important for us to... It's important for me, let me put it that way. So I hope that makes it relevant for you. We're going to look at three themes today. They are mystery, martyr, and magnificent. Mystery, martyr, and magnificence. Not only are there themes about Scripture or about God, but there are also truths about our God. Now, we're going to look at several passages of Scripture this morning, so instead of us reading one and then traditionally saying, this is the Word of God for the people of God, and doing a prayer, I'm going to pray now, and we're going to move right into our Scriptures, okay? So join with me, please. Holy God, as we come this time of worship and the sermon time, I just ask, Lord, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are pleasing unto your sight, that, Lord, that as we go through your Word, that and we expand a little bit upon these themes, that you will center us again in the excitement of who you are and your mystery and living a life that's sacrificial as a martyr and being continuously overwhelmed and grounded in how magnificent that you truly are so that we may continue to be a reflection of what it looks like to live a life in the midst of the joy of salvation. So, Lord, I know that each one here today is in need of something from you. Some need edification, some need reproof, some need encouragement. Lord, I don't dare to claim that I know what all need, but I trust that you do. So minister to each heart and soul in the ways that you see fit. This I pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, the first that I want us to look at is the mystery of God. And I think one of the verses that speaks best to that is found in the book of Isaiah. Listen to these words from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. It says, and this is the Lord speaking, "My plans aren't your plans, nor are your ways my ways, said the Lord. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my plans than your plans." Man, you look at that passage of Scripture, and it just makes me step back and think, as much as I have invested financially to get an education about theology, to have a piece of paper that says I have a Master's of Divinity, to show that I am studied, study to show thyself approved. That's what that piece of paper says I've tried to do. I read just this one passage, and I'm like, there is so much about God that I still have no clue about. I mean, let me ask you a question. Have you ever wondered why God chose as his people to be the ones who were the slaves to the dominant culture in Exodus? Have you ever wondered why God chose to come into the world through a young, unknown, poor virgin? Or why did God choose for the royal family to be refugees in Egypt during the young years of Jesus' life? I mean, the mystery of our God creates a wondering hunger within us. It does me. I hope it does you. I hope the mystery of God creates a wondering hunger within you as to why God chose any of us. Now, I'm going to make a very blanket statement, and this is not directed at anyone here or at home. I'm just going to make a generalized statement from Michael Bolin's conjecture, and that is this. Most of us believe that we are self-sufficient people. Most of us believe that our understanding of politics and religion, as well as our financial and educational status, elevate us above those who have no comprehension, understanding, or awareness of what it means to be a person of means. Yet Paul reminds us, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong, and the lowly and despised things of the world, the things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before the Lord. You see, the mystery of God, I believe, should cause each of us to look at others with a hint of wonder. When we live out this mystery through hospitality, Paul states that we have entertained angels without even knowing it. And yet all these truths I have mentioned, as mysterious as they are, do not rival the awe and wonder of the mystery specifically relating to the Christmas story this Christmas morning. That the Creator of all would be born among us, choose to become vulnerable as well as experience limitations. All that those things imply. And yet, He still came to serve as the Savior of creation in our very midst. Might we embrace this Christmas, New Year season, and the remainder of our days living in the wonder, excitement, and mystery of God. Remembering that even in the most extreme, the unbelievable, as well as the normal experiences, God is ever present in our midst, yearning for our connection and participation, even in the harshest of times, even the extremes and the unbelievable. Now, the second theme I would like to I'm challenged to reflect upon during this Christmas season is that Christ displays for us how to live our lives as a martyr for the will of God. It's an unpopular concept, I understand. It's unpopular even for the best of Christians to want to embrace the fact that we're called to live sacrificial lives with a sacrificial love. But listen to these words from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. Excuse me. Verse 11 says, "The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people. It educates us so that we can live sensible, ethical, and godly lives right now by rejecting ungodly lives and the desires of this world. At the same time, we wait for the blessed hope and the glorious appearance of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He gave Himself for us in order to rescue us from every kind of lawless behavior and cleanse a special people for Himself who are eager to do good actions." This child who was born to die, to overcome sin and death, is the one who sees all the violence, the oppression, the endless wars, the power of sin within our own lives. And yet, He chooses to come among us and save us anyway. Of all the things that the Jesus of Nazareth could have feared, of all the things that were present to offer Him discouragement, of all the things that offered Jesus comfort through conformity, Christ faithfully lived the life of a martyr. For Jesus willingly suffered, making great sacrifices for the kingdom of God and His righteousness to be ushered into our world and exemplified for God's people to know how to live in a way that is pleasing to our Creator. Might we, as Christians, embrace this Christmas, New Year season and the remainder of our days, living this sacrificial lifestyle whereby the love of God drives out conformity, discouragement, and fear. For the Apostle John writes in his epistle, "There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Christmas is one of the most purest expressions of God's love for us, just as the cross is, just as the resurrection. Yes. The last theme that I reflect upon during the Christmas season is just how magnificent our God truly is. One of the Psalms that I like to read, I know some of you have your own favorite Psalms. I like Psalm 96. I want to share that with you this morning. It says, "Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Share the news of His saving work every single day. Declare God's glory among the nations. Declare His wondrous work among all people. Because the Lord is great and so worthy of our praise. He is awesome beyond all other gods because all the gods of the nations are just idols. But it is the Lord who created heaven. Greatness and grandeur are in front of Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give to the Lord all the families of the nations. Give to the Lord glory and power. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring gifts. Enter His courtyards. Bow down to the Lord in His holy splendor. Tremble before Him all the earth. Tell the nations the Lord rules. Yes, He set the world firmly in place. It won't be shaken. He will judge all people fairly. Let heaven celebrate. Let the earth rejoice. Let the sea and everything in it roar. Let the countryside and everything in it celebrate. Then all the trees of the forest too will shout out joyful before the Lord because He is coming. He is coming to establish justice on earth. He will establish justice in the world rightly. He will establish justice among all people fairly. I really, really love this psalm. And for me, it is so apropos. It's in concert with the Christmas story because for me, this psalm, as well as our season, reminds me of the bigger picture. The God who came into the earth as a humble, lowly child will return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will come to judge the world with righteousness and the people with His truth. And no matter how great or how reprehensible life has treated us, God's goodness will surpass any and all things ever experienced. Let us remember the promise God makes in Scripture when He says, "What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagines, what God has prepared for those who love Him." So today, we're here to praise His holy name. Today, I hope you and I have a new song within our hearts that proclaims His salvation, not just today, but every day. Let us have hope in the inviting, pardoning, and empowering grace of Christ. Let us walk in the perfect love of God, the love that encourages us to love God and neighbor, understanding that we cannot do one without doing the other. May we live in the joy of salvation. May each of us experience that gift of peace that surpasses understanding as we embrace and seek to live into God's holiness. For these are the gifts from God expressed through the birth of Jesus Christ. May the mystery of God give you hope today. May the life of a martyr let you know that your life has a meaning and a purpose. It has a pursuit that God wants it to follow and a passion and a will to live it out. And may none of us ever grow cold. to just how magnificent our God truly, truly is. I offer this to you this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.